Changing minds one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Show. Good evening, Akina. How you doing?
I am great. It is a wonderful day in Nashville, Tennessee. I am celebrating my mom's birthday today, so had to do the show from a different location today, so I'm super excited.
Awesome. Well, everyone will send your mom some love and happy birthday, and it's a beautiful day today here in New York on the last show in September. I can't believe this month is already over. It seems like this just is going so fast this fall. But, you know, today, many of you may know that, you know, Akina and I, was a big weekend for both of us. And we've talked many times about the show that, you know, I was training for my first marathon, which I wound up running a half marathon today, September 28th, the Yonkers Half Marathon. And I wanted to talk to everyone a little bit about tonight. It's a lesson that I've really learned over the last few weeks that I wanted to really share with everyone. So one of the topic of tonight's call is, you know, are you a rebel without a cause? And I know for myself that I can certainly at times be a rebel. You know, when there's something that I want to do, I do it no matter what. And when I set an intention, that intention is going to happen. There's no other possibility. I will not be denied. It's not over until I win. And that is the way that I've always been. And many of you may know that, you know, I've taken up running in the last year. That was kind of my New Year's resolution, and it was one I kept. I'm really glad that I kept my resolution. And, you know, earlier in the year, I wound up running so much so fast, I wound up getting a stress fracture, for those of you who don't know the story. And I was on my way to healing. I was healing nicely, and I had decided, or previously before I was injured, I had registered for the Brooklyn Half Marathon. At that point, it was going to be my second half marathon. I was looking forward to it. I had committed to it. I had been posting about it. I had told my friends about it. I had bought the T-shirt for it. I was excited about it. And I didn't want to let the fact that I was injured stand in my way. So my doctor thought I should be on crutches. I was in physical therapy. They both told me not to run it. I could barely walk at that point. I was limping and was using my bike to try and get around. You know, just working, walking, doing everyday things was difficult, but I was determined to cross the finish line. So I limped to the start line, and I ran 13.1 miles. And the result was that I collapsed at the finish line. I wound up with stitches in my elbow, and it wasn't a very unpleasant experience. And I took months and months and months to heal. You know, it taught me a very valuable lesson. Now, today I was supposed to run my first marathon, but due to the fact that I was recovering from that previous decision of running when I wasn't supposed to, I was still recovering up until a few weeks ago, and really I'm finally feeling well again. But that decision had some pretty negative consequences for me. And so I needed to make a choice this morning, and I did wait until this morning to make that choice. You know, am I going to run this, you know, as a marathon, or am I going to run it as a half marathon? Because there was a half marathon option. Now, 13.1 miles is still a pretty big physical feat. I'm proud of myself for accomplishing that today, and that was my fourth half marathon this year. I decided I was going to run it as a half marathon. Now, previously, I would have seen this as a sign of weakness. When I have set my sight on something, no matter what it was, no matter how old I was, I always made sure it happened. And, you know, someone said to me, you know, how often do you accomplish your goals? And I said, well, what do you mean? I accomplish my goals all the time. And they said, well, no. Like, when you write things down, when you say you're going to do something, how often does it happen? I said, well, it always happens. It happens every time. I said, sometimes some goals I have haven't happened yet, but they're in the process of happening. And that's just the way my mind processes things. You know, there is no I can't. Can't is just not part of my vocabulary. You know, you can tweet this, Facebook it. You know, I don't believe in the word apostrophe T. I don't use can't, couldn't, wouldn't, shouldn't. I just do it. And, you know, previously I would have just done the 26 miles. But there's something that I learned that I wanted to share today. And that is that sometimes you have to understand when you're being a rebel for a reason and when you're a rebel without a cause. And what I've really learned, and I learned it the hard way, and that's what I want to share with you so you don't learn it the hard way, is there's a very big difference between persistence and stubbornness. So what do you think, Akina? What do you think the difference between persistence and stubbornness is?
That's a very good question. I would say persistence is where you keep going towards your dream. Stubbornness is when you just go, and you even when you don't, you know that it's not, I mean, not the right thing to do. What do you think?
Yeah, for me, that's very similar to the definition that I had. You know, persistence for me is when you have a goal in mind and you're determined to create an outcome. And that's what persistence is for me. To me, stubbornness is when you're persistent about something that is no longer beneficial to you. You know, previously, if I set a goal, no matter what, I would achieve that goal. Well, now I have come to a little bit more maturity and understanding that is, it is okay for my goals to change. It is okay to have wanted to do something 6 months ago, but to no longer want to do that. You know, it is okay if I want to, you know, if at one point something was good for me, but my circumstances changed physically. Now, certainly if I was not injured and certainly if I didn't need to take several months off of my training, well, then I could have run a marathon today. And there's no doubt in my mind that will happen. You know, in New York, there's actually many marathons. There's many, and that's something I didn't know as a runner, that there's many possibilities. So there's going to be another marathon in New York on November 16th. And I've now said, you know what? Why am I running in September 28th when I haven't had time to train when there's another marathon in 6 weeks? And I couldn't come up with a reason other than I had already registered for the race. Well, is my, you know, I don't remember how much the race was. I can imagine around $40 or $50. I said, well, is $40, $50 worth me getting injured? Is that, you know, the price of my dream? Is that what my goals and ambitions are worth, $40, $50? And most of us would say no, that we value ourselves more than that and we're worth more than that. And, you know, today it really became clear to me, well, there's no reason I need to do this. This isn't good for me and it is okay. I gave myself permission to say, you know what, I'm going to put this on hold. Right now, this isn't good for me. You know, and I would like to kind of just make it into very practical terms. You know, I had a friend of mine who told me about a year ago that she didn't want to get married. She said she had no intention of getting married. She didn't want children. She didn't want to get married. She wanted to be single. She wanted to live on her own. She was independent. And, you know, that was fine. And, you know, about a month or two ago, she got engaged. And certainly when I received the invitation to the party for her invitation, or excuse me, her engagement party, I didn't pick up the phone and call her and say, I thought you weren't getting married. I didn't say, you know, you told me you weren't getting married. You have to cancel this. You have to call it off. You said you weren't getting married. No, of course not. That doesn't make any sense. I congratulated her. And her perspective changed. And we become different every single day. You know, we are a collection of our experiences. You know, we are the person, we are created by our past, by our perceptions of ourselves, by what we know, what we understand. And every day that's changing because every day we're evolving, we're growing, and we're facing new experiences. And it is okay to say, you know what, the person I am today is not the person I was last week, yesterday, 6 months ago, a year ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And you know what, today, what my goals are look different. And that is okay. It's not failure to decide that you no longer want to pursue a goal. Now, that's different than giving in when it becomes difficult. And that's what we really want to cover today, is really what is the difference in between saying, you know what, I give up, I just can't do this, it's not worth it anymore for me. And it could be that it's genuinely not worth it anymore for you. You didn't realize what the price would be. But there's a very big difference between, you know, stopping believing in yourself and saying, you know what, I no longer believe this is good for me. So, Akina, is there anything in your life, any time you've ever actually set a goal and said, you know what, this may not be what I want anymore?
Well, yes, actually. When I was getting my doctorate degree, I was a parapro at the local alternative high school. And so I said, I want a teaching license. I went up there, did the interview, got into the program, did my first class. Got an A-. So wasn't bad, you know, my first class, and I was going to be a special ed teacher. So getting that A-, and introduction to special ed means I was in the right fit. But then they the federal finance people contacted me and said, you have to choose which school you want to give your financial aid to. Do you want to give it to UCCS or do you want to give it to CTU? And CTU as well, get my doctorate. So I had to choose between my doctorate and my master's in special education. I chose my doctorate, and because in my mind it was going to be more beneficial for me, and in the long run it was. Now, I may go back, but for the most part, because I don't like to not start anything, you know, finish where I start, but it was only one class, but I might go back one day and finish it up. But for that time period, I had to decide which was going to be more beneficial, and it was the doctorate for me.
Yeah, very. Yeah, that's it. You know, for me, I've had the same thing when I initially was in college, and it's very similar to people who are just changing their major or people who change careers. You know, there are people who all the time change their career, you know, midlife. You know, someone who, you know, in your 40s, you may not be excited by what excited you in your 20s, and you may say, you know what, it's time for me to change, you know. And if you're in college, you know, you may be taking tons of courses and you might really love the courses, but then you might do an internship and say, whoa, I really don't like the practicality of this field. I don't like what this looks like in practice. It's time to change. You know, and again, we talked about there being a very, very fine line between saying, I give up, and saying, you know, this isn't good for me anymore. So, you know, if you're in school and you just think it's a lot of work and it's boring and you'd rather be partying and you decide, you know, to quit school, well, that's probably not in your best interest. That's giving up. You know, that's throwing in the towel. That's not what we're talking about. But, you know, if your life changes, if you have an amazing opportunity you decide to take, maybe it's a job, a travel opportunity, and you put something on hold, well, that's a complete different situation. And there's really kind of three steps that I want to take everybody through today to really decide, you know what, am I giving up or am I really changing my goal? You know, what's the difference between being persistent and being stubborn? You know, and again, we talked about being stubborn means you're working towards a goal that is no longer helpful for you, that is no longer going to serve you just because you once said you could do it. Now, it may be that you need to prove something to yourself. That's what it was for me. When I was constantly doing things, you know, when I ran that race in Brooklyn, I needed to prove to myself that I could, no matter what, I was going to be able to do it. But it was stupid. It didn't make any sense. It was completely and utterly illogical. I could have transferred my registration to another race, and there was another race in a month from there, and I would have been fine, and I wouldn't have been injured for the entire summer and limping the entire summer. And, you know, it was illogical. It didn't make any sense. I did it for no reason other than I had a point to prove to myself. You know, it may be a point to prove to someone else. You know, how many people are doing things just because someone told them they couldn't? They don't want to be doing it. Maybe they shouldn't even be doing it, but they're doing it just to prove somebody wrong. You know what? It's like, let that go. Release that. You know, you need to do what is good for you. You need to do what aligns with your vision. And that brings me to the first step of really identifying, is something worth continuing to do it? Now, Akeena and I talk all the time about being able to understand and live into your purpose. If you don't know your purpose, if you don't know, like, what excites you, if you don't know why you get up in the morning, if you don't know what you're working for, you will not achieve your goal. Now, you will not achieve your goal for several reasons. Number one, if you haven't gone there first in your mind, if you don't have a clear vision of what you want your life to look like, you won't be able to recognize the things in your environment that will make your goals come true. And that's simply because that's the way our brains are wired on a neurological level. Our brain filters out what we don't need to see that doesn't bring us to our goal. And it's amazing. It's wonderful that if we do know what our goal is, our brain is automatically picking up onto things in our around us to help us achieve our goal. That's wonderful, but you need to know what your goal looks like. And, you know, you can't just say, okay, I want to be a millionaire. You know, what does that look like? Paint a clear picture in your mind. I want to wake up every morning and be able to. You know, I want to have. You know, I want to be in a relationship with someone who is. And fill in the blank, whatever that is for you, but be very visual about it. You know, be very descriptive about it. And write it in the present tense as if you already have those things. So step number one is write out your vision. You know, and there is no wrong vision. There's no wrong purpose, but you have to know what it is. So then you write, once you have your vision and you have your purpose, it becomes very easy to figure out, well, hey, is my goal part of my vision? So then you say, okay, you know what? This is what my vision, this is what the goal is. You know, for me, it might be running. For Akina, it might be going back to school. For you, it may be, you know, accomplishing a certain certification in your job. It could be, you know, anything. It could be finishing a book, you know, whatever it is. You say, does this bring me closer to my goal, to my dreams? Is this going to help me accomplish my dreams? And if it is, and if it does, you know, then there's probably a good chance that you should continue to pursue it because it's part of your step. You know, it's part of what is going to get you to your goals. And it may not be easy and it may not be fun. Not everything is fun and not everything is easy. You know, I'm finishing up my thesis for my second master's, you know, over the next couple of weeks, and it's not fun for me. I don't enjoy it anymore. I don't. You know, I'm 28 years old. I don't enjoy coming home from work after working all day and needing to read a psychology textbook. It's not fun for me. But I know it's something that I need to do to make my dreams come true, to create the life I want to live. I know that this is a price I need to pay. And for me, my vision is worth that price. So that, you know, a quick kind of step number two, and then we'll go right into step three because it's connected, is this good for me? And this is really important because if you find the answer is no, then you need to let it go. You know, for me, running the Brooklyn Half Marathon was part of my vision, but it wasn't good for me. And if it wasn't good for me, I should have let it go. And that's something I kind of, a disclaimer I want to add to part one. If it's not good for you either because the timing's not right, your health is not right, you know, your finances are not in order, you might want to purchase real estate, but don't do it on a credit card. I mean, you can't purchase real estate on a credit card, but you know, you see where I'm going. You know, don't spend money you don't have. Don't extend your body more than you should. Make sure you're getting your sleep. Don't run your body into the ground. I know I haven't been getting all the sleep that I need, so it may be a bit hypocritical, but, you know, we have to really take care of our bodies. And, you know, if reading a book might get you closer to your dreams, but it's not good for you to stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning to do it. So then you may say, you know what, no, I'm not going to do it because it's not good for me. You know, then number step number three is really, what is the cost? You need to evaluate the cost. You know, in basic economics, they teach you that everything has a ROI, a return on investment, and it has a cost. And Akina, I know you're big on ROI, so I know this is something that you are very passionate about. You know, no matter what it is, whether your time is a very valuable asset, you know, I value my time very highly. I cannot get my time back. So every time, every action that I take, I evaluate and say, is this worth my time? Is this worth 20 minutes? Because the 20 minutes that I am doing this activity or the 10 minutes or 15 minutes, it's time I could be doing something else. So you need to really figure out, well, what is the cost? And then the second next logical question is the cost worth it to me? You know, so for me, I might say, okay, you know what? I'm working 8 hours a day, and maybe someone else would say, you know what, yes, okay, getting a second master's would help me to my goal, and yes, it would be good for me, but the cost isn't worth it. And that would be valid because it's a very big expense. Number one, there's the cost of tuition, there's the cost of my time, and there's the fact that I need to, you know, I can't do other things. I can't go out to dinner with my friends. You know, I may not be able to watch, you know, football on Thursday nights. I did watch the Giants win. Just wanted to put that out there. This week, I was very excited about that. But, you know, there is a cost for everything, and you need to figure out, is the cost worth it? When you say yes, then you realize that, you know what, I need to be persistent. I need to continue to do this because it is helping me achieve my goals. It is good for me. And I've decided my purpose is big enough and it's worth the sacrifice I need to make it come true. And really, when you figure out all of those things, then you know that your vision is worthy, that this is something you should continue to do. When you say no to any of those things, this is not part of my goal, well, then don't do it. Because everything we do, you know, needs to be taking us closer to our goals and closer to the life we want to live. Because if it's not taking you closer, it's taking you further away. You know, so many people kind of have these kind of fantastical projects. They want to do like 20 things at once. I used to be that person where I wanted to do this and I wanted to do that. Now, I am very productive because my schedule is very organized. So I really leverage my time very well. And I know that I'm using every kind of minute in the day to be very productive. So I'm in school full time. I'm training, you know, to do marathons and the Ironman next year. You know, I'm working full time. I own two businesses. And I'm able to do all those things. But, you know, I have friends all the time that they start things and stop things and start things and stop things. They start and stop and start and stop, and they drive me nuts. You know, they'll call me and say, hey, you know what, I want you to invest in this business idea. Or, hey, can I present you with this? Can you watch this video? And by the time I get back to them, they're already on to another project. It's crazy. You know, that's not helpful. So, you know, you have to continue to consistently work towards your goal. And you need to understand that if something is not good for you, let it go. Don't be stubborn. Just move on and pick something that's bringing you closer to your dreams. What do you think, Akina?
Yes, I totally agree. Actually, I had a instance that came about that myself. For 2 years, I made an investment, and then eventually I had to let the investment go. And because I had to realize that it wasn't good for me, it wasn't benefiting me. And even though I loved what I was investing in, you know, I loved the cause, but in the end, it didn't have any ROI. So even if you believe in something, even if it looks, you know, glittery, you have to realize that if it doesn't have any ROI for you in your stage in your life, then you have to let it go because you need to use that time to be dealing with other things that are bringing you ROI, that are making a difference in your life, that are helping to develop you as an individual. These things are very, very important because it's no reason why you want to just sit back and time when you could be devoting your energy to more prosperous things. What do you think about that, Jessica?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, there's certainly time, especially when it comes to, like, investments, where you need to just let things go. You know, sometimes people will keep their money or their resources or their time on a project that's not working, and they'll do it because they've already invested a certain amount of resources. But then, you know what, it's just not working. And sometimes you do need to let it go. And you need to, you know, not necessarily change your goal, but understand that you need to have a different approach and accept the loss. You know, write the loss off, learn from the situation, and move on. You know, for me, I've done that before. You know, I had a position in my company that I work with, and it didn't suit me well. And I was trying to do it, but I didn't enjoy it, and I wasn't good at it. So, you know, my boss and I decided, you know what, I'm going to go back to the position that I know that I excelled at. I was great at it. I loved it. And it wasn't good for me. And I'm still, you know, working towards achieving my goal, which is, you know, to have financial freedom, to be able to create the life I want to live and to really create my life the way that I decided should work. But this was not the best way for me to do it, and I recognize that, and I didn't continue to kind of run on the hamster wheel. I just said, you know what, this isn't good for me. I'm going to find a new approach, and that's really what it comes down to, and that's the difference between being persistent and stubborn. Persistence is continuing towards your goal and, you know, recognizing that you have to be flexible, you know, that it is always changing. There's not a straight path. that just lead you right to your goal. Like, it's not an elevator. It's this winding kind of staircase up a mountain cliff. You're constantly climbing and winding, and you know, it's like that goat path that just winds its way up the hills. And, you know, I don't think anyone will ever understand why they walked that way, but he did. You know, it's not just like a it's not a staircase. It's not an elevator. It's not an escalator. You need to kind of figure out and navigate your way around what's going to work. And it really is being open to change. And that's really what it comes down to. You know, continue working to your goal, but be open to change. Don't be stubborn, and don't be a rebel without a cause. You know, it's almost 9:30. I think we're finished a little bit early tonight. Akina, is there anything you wanted to add to the call before we close it out tonight?
Well, thank you, Jessica. I would. If anything that was said tonight touched you, you can definitely find this podcast 24 hours a day via our Android and iPhone app. You can also find us on changingmindsonline.com. You can find us on Stitcher, TuneIn, Podomatic, Spreaker, and SoundCloud. So if you ever need us, we are here for you. Just click on one of our sites and listen to one of the podcasts. They were designed with you in mind to motivate you to go for your higher heights and get the goal that you want. Thank you, Jessica.
Absolutely, guys. No, absolutely. Thank you, Akina. Thank you for, you know, Akina is amazing just getting us everywhere on social media. You know, I don't even know what all of those things are, but Akina is making sure that they're there for you guys who are using them. And I just want to thank you for that. You know, if you haven't listened to one of our original podcasts, which is, you know, What is Your Purpose? I want you to go back and listen to that podcast. That was really, for me, that's still my favorite podcast. I think it was our second podcast we did. It was really when Akina and I sat down together, and that was kind of the podcast that was born out of us creating our vision for our company. And we really just understood at that moment why it's so important to, you know, live into your vision. So if you listen to this call today and you said, you know what, this makes a lot of sense, but I don't know how to go write that purpose that I need to be evaluating this circumstance against, listen to that podcast. We give you all the tips and all the tricks you need to really be clear on what your purpose and what your vision is. So thank you to everyone who called in live. Thank you to everyone who listened to this in podcast time. You know, we appreciate you. Thank you for trusting us to help you to grow. You know, we love you. God bless. Have a great evening, and we can't wait to see you on Thursday in our Empowering Women series. Good night, everyone.
Yes. Good night.